Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Panthers play the Flyers tomorrow at 6 p.m. And then also tomorrow, Inter Miami, Game 3, must win versus Atlanta United. They win, they advance, they lose, they are out.
That would be a shocking exit.
It would. I'm telling you, it would be one of the biggest upsets in sports history. Not because we're in Miami, but just in general, in sports history. It's the 72 and 10 Chicago Bulls losing in the first round. Really, that's what it is.
Should they bash their mouth in?
No, I mean, Atlanta's good, and they played them very well this season. Even in the game Miami won in game one, Atlanta played them very well, went down to the wire. So, no, and it's soccer.
Is Messi 100%?
I mean, as healthy as he can be at this age, I think so.
Well, I know that he was kind of dinged up at points during the season, so I didn't know if he was fully 100% or if he's still playing with lingering injuries.
He might still, you know, towards the end of his career, he's played a ton of games over the last 2 years. He's coming off that injury. Like, it might be slowing him down a little bit, but he's not missing practices. He's not, like, he wouldn't be
I'm
on
just
the
saying,
injury
in
report.
The season when he was healthy, I mean, he's scoring hat tricks in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to figure out what exactly has them knotted at one in this series.
A little different playing the New England Revolution in a regular season game than playing a Atlanta United team, which, by the way, is talented. Remember, Tata Martino, going back a couple of years, actually won the MLS Cup with this roster, and they were banged up
but
all
season.
But
don't they have to be the lowest seed if Inter Miami was the highest seed?
They were a wild card team, but they were injured all season long as well. They have an experienced goalie
playing possum. It's what the Lightning used to do.
Yeah, it's what the Bruins did last year too. Purposely lost to miss the Panthers in the first round.
Yeah. Rigged.
Possum meat is so nasty.
Okay.
Thanks for the heads up.
If you ever get a chance to eat possum meat, don't eat it.
Well, if I ever get a chance to eat possum meat, something's gone terribly wrong in my life.
Come on to the house, Hawk. We'll figure it out.
Your weather from the weird turn. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorney.
Dave McMenamin. He always looks very smug on TV, doesn't he? He just always looks smug.
A little possum face.
Who's he married to? He's married to
Dave McMenamin.
Yeah,
Mrs. McMenamin. I would guess.
No, he's married to Malika Andrews. That's who it is.
He is?
Right. Yeah, that one always takes me by surprise a little bit.
Dave McMenamin is married to Malika Andrews?
I believe they're married. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it.
Wow.
That is correct. They are married.
Wow.
That's good. New. She wasn't ready for a real one.
All right, Dave. My guy.
She wasn't ready for a real one.
Yeah.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I mean, she must be attracted to just great writing. You know what I mean?
Hey, Sugarfoot. No, I'm going to go with him.
Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
Somebody says Messi doesn't like playing on turf. Is that true? Are they playing on turf?
That is true. They're not. They did play on turf when they played at Atlanta, but that is true. That's been a very controversial topic throughout the MLS as it expands.
So could that be the reason for the loss in game two?
No. I mean, they had a 1-0 lead the entire game, and then Atlanta United tied it up in the second half around the 60-minute mark, and then Inter Miami just missed a ton of chances. Going back to game one, Suarez scores in the first 3 minutes. Inter Miami had multiple chances, Messi included, multiple chances to put that game away early, but they allowed Atlanta to hang around. They got a counterattack goal. They evened it, and it took them a while to go back. They needed heroics from Jordi Alba. So, I mean, this
is... Are you nervous at all about Saturday?
I am. I'm going to the game tomorrow. I'm going to the game. I am nervous. I am.
This literally could be one of the biggest shockers in professional sports.
In my opinion, it would ruin the momentum, even like on our show. You guys aren't interested in talking Inter Miami during the regular season, but they make it to the final. They make it to the semifinal.
Oh, yeah.
You guys will jump on the bandwagon. This will derail all the momentum in South Florida behind Inter Miami and Leo Messi.
I agree. First round exit, first full season for Messi. Like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Especially,
they're huge favorites. They're huge favorites tomorrow.
Big fans.
They should be. Yeah. They should be. They have a stacked roster, and they set the record for points in the MLS. They didn't just have the number one overall seed. They set a record. Right. I mean, they ran into the playoffs with Messi missing half the games as by far the best roster top to bottom with the best talent top to bottom. They should win tomorrow comfortably. I'm telling you, Atlanta United is going to park the bus. They're going to play very well organized in the back. They're going to make life hell for Messi, Suarez, Busquets, and Alba.
And then try to capitalize on one situation.
Set pieces.
Net a goal and kind of try. Yeah.
It's what they did in Atlanta. They were down 1-0. Yeah. They scored. They tied it up. They defended. And then they got the counterattack and stoppage time in the 94th minute and won the game.
All right. Well, I'll get my offense from the Canes tomorrow, and then I'll watch that thing at night.
Who are they playing? I'm trying to bet.
Who are they playing?
Barcelona.
Mike Cuño is going to join us in the next segment from CBS4. Talk a little football with him. Not much better than watching games over the weekend, eating great food, drinking ice cold beer at Twin Peaks. I mean, how many times could we mention Atlanta United during that segment? Who are they playing? At Barcelona. Okay. Find that. Find that on your app.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.